Bongani Bingwa.
Bongani Bingwa.
Starting your 7:02 day.
It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Here's what I want to say this morning. The Middle East peace process, for all intents and purposes, is dead. The two-state solution is dead. Successive U.S. administrations have long demonstrated that they will side with the state of Israel, really, no matter what. Even candidate Barack Obama had to prove his pro-Israeli credentials by praying at the Wailing Wall before his ascendancy to the White House. And whilst the efforts by former President Bill Clinton to get the Oslo agreements signed, and that offered a brief glimmer of hope, the developments since then mean that the continued encroachment of Israeli settlements into Palestinian lands and territory have made a Palestinian state virtually unworkable in practice. And there's no indication that Israel is going to dismantle those illegal settlements anytime soon. Remember that audio that was leaked between former French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Barack Obama when they were speaking frankly, thinking no one was listening? And I'm going to quote from it. "I can't stand him. He's a liar," Sarkozy said to Obama. "You're tired of him? What about me? I have to deal with him every day," retorted the 44th American president. And of course, we know that as he left office, Obama raised, quote, profound U.S. concerns about the corrosive effect that the settlements were having on the prospects of the two states. Netanyahu, of course, for his part, knew Obama was leaving and he wasn't bothered. Read Azad Essa's piece today in The Star to get some of the historical context of where this is coming from and really how the Western-driven propaganda has mislaid the facts of the story of the dispossession of the Palestinians. And I'm going to quote from it, reflecting on the events from Monday. He says, "The events on Monday will go down as a turning point in the history of the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Observers are now faced with the plain, naked truth of murder versus the basic lies of the Israelis and the Americans. On Monday, there were no reports of injuries to Israelis, civilian or military. There were no reports of Palestinians crossing the fence into Israel. There were no reports of armed Palestinians firing at the Israeli army. There was no provocation by Hamas. The Israeli army says three Palestinians were killed for trying to plant bombs at the border. There is no evidence of this. And what about the other 54 who were killed and the 2,700 injured? More importantly, there were no clashes between the Israelis and Palestinians, as some news accounts incorrectly reported. At most, there were some Palestinians with rocks and slingshots that even the most talented of soldiers would battle to fling over the buffer zone. Photographers shot some Palestinians armed with tennis rackets battling away tear gas canisters. So when snipers shot at the children, the elders, the young men and women, they did not do so out of self-defense. They did so instead in an attempt to completely and wholly eviscerate Palestinians," end quote. That's the piece in today's Star. And that's, of course, by Azad Essa. Last night on television, I spoke to Doctors Without Borders in Gaza, who said that the health system there has all but collapsed. They've got limited supplies and few staff, and it's all due to the blockade. That's to deal with the normal situations, never mind the emergencies that have arisen since Monday. They're also saying that almost all the victims were shot in the upper abdomen. The snipers were aiming for the heads. Let's be honest about it. There's a rabid right-winger in the White House. The duo of Trump and Netanyahu finally means we can actually call a spade a spade. There will be no two-state solution, but rather a militarized Israel that will slowly but surely gobble up every piece of Palestinian territory it dares to take. The world will issue condemnation and wag fingers, but for the most part will remain impotent and look away. Isn't that, after all, how Hitler got away with his aggression?